Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Vera Jean Fitzgerald, a zoologist who's helping take care of a rescued owl. Now, you're helping with an owl that was caught in a barbed wire fence. Can you kind of let us know what's going on?
Yeah, it's a great horned owl. She was obviously hanging from one wing, and the deputy got her off the fence. And she was sitting in the ditch, and I came and picked her up. And two of us, Jeremy Richardson and myself, examined the owl the next day and determined that she's got a big rip in one wing where the skin has been parted and it's exposed ligaments, but there's no break. Unfortunately, she's lost several major flight feathers. So it's going to be a long recovery.
What does it take for that kind of recovery? Is it just time?
Yes, make sure it doesn't get infected and get her to eat for us.
And is that tough, getting an owl from the wild to eat for you?
It depends. This one's very aggressive, so getting it started hasn't been real easy. Right now, I've been able to force feed her a little bit. When she settles in, she's just now getting used to a larger pen, which helps. She'll be able to take dead rodents when we just offer them. She'll come and get them herself.
Very interesting. And is this something that you've done before, helped with rescues like this?
I haven't done very many birds. Most of the time, in fact, even with this one, we're probably going to see if we can get help from another organization called ROAR to have another veterinarian, an avian vet, check what we're doing. And when she's well enough, we're probably going to get her back, and we've got some big pens that she can stay in. With any of this wildlife rehabilitation, there's an awful lot of moving of animals around so that people who are specialized in particular species are the ones who are more involved with the care. It really is a group effort with something like this.
And is that something that's hard to find in Iowa?
Avian veterinarian, that's quite the specialty. We've got one rehabber who has parrots, and she has to take them pretty far piece, like drive an hour and a half to just take them to a vet. And we've been taking some animals all the way to Waterloo just to get a vet that would work with them. So we would really like to make more contacts with more local veterinarians because, well, you know, it's anytime you have an emergency of any type, it's going to be at the very worst time, a weekend, dead of night, something like that. And to just be able to have someone tell us what we should do in special cases would be really nice.
And do you have a specialty then?
Usually I do carnivores. We get lots of raccoons, but I do the mustelids, the weasels, anything in that family, and skunks, and we've done foxes. One time, a little different, I got a litter of moles.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing. That'll probably never happen again. Someone was doing some landscaping and just scraped the top off the mole nest and brought them in, and they were just fascinating little animals.
So do you have a background in veterinary medicine?
No, I'm a zoologist.
And what's the ultimate goal for this great horned owl?
Well, it depends on how the wing does. If it is releasable, that's exactly what we're going to do, take it right back to where it was. If the wing turns out to be something that won't repair, then we'll see if we can get it established as an education animal, like they have at the Raptor Center, where they have them on display, or even if they're calm enough, be able to take them around for kind of a show-and-tell educational purposes.
Well, it's not every day you hear about law enforcement helping rescue an owl and somebody local able to help.
Yeah, it seems that at least the sheriff, the dispatcher, said that there's at least one deputy who's very into wildlife. And it does take a lot of guts to go and deal with a great horned owl. They're big, and their talons are really impressive. In fact, when I caught that one, She got kind of a death grip on one finger, and it took me a while to tell her to let go.
That's been today's Washington Page with Vera Jean Fitzgerald, who's helping take care of an owl who was rescued from a barbed wire fence. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.